For 15 years, Amy Pritchett worked in nursing homes caring for the elderly until a back injury forced her to quit that profession. After taking a training program at Ivy Tech Community College in Warsaw, Indiana, she now runs milling machines making medical devices at a plant just outside of this town known as the orthopedic capital of the world. I spoke with her about her career change.
My name is Amy Pritchett, and I'm a CNC machinist at Paragon Medical.
But it is a clean job. It's not where you think you're going to go in there and you're going to end up with oily hands and cut fingers and everything like that. It's a very clean job. It's also very interesting. There's something different every day.
And there seems to be a camaraderie there, but is it also a little difficult fitting in?
Working with all men, you just got to jump in and be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of go with the jokes or whatever. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. And when it all pans out and you get to know them and everything, they're gentlemen. They're a great group of people. They're like family.
Now tell me about your former workplace. It was very different. It was in a nursing home, if I'm correct, right?
Right.
And what was that like?
I loved taking care of the elderly, but over the years it became more demanding, more physically hard on my body. I guess one of the biggest parts was it just became an emotionally draining job. And that takes a toll after 15 years.
You're happy you got to do that, but now you're happy that this is a different kind of work.
Yeah, I tell anybody that, you know, asks me that typical question is, not many people see a back surgery as a blessing, but I do.
Because that's what got you out of the nursing home.
Yeah, I would have never left. Yeah, so I would have stayed with him forever.
But you couldn't.
No, not physically. I was unable to, which is the first time in my whole life I've been physically unable to do something I wanted to do.
Did you have times when you thought, oh, gosh, I can't do this either?
I did really well in the classroom. And then we went out onto the floor and, you know, we were being introduced to the tools and how to make tools and how to make offsets and stuff. And I thought, I'm never going to remember any of this stuff. And the instructor was wonderful. He said I was doing great for somebody who had never even attempted to try something like this. And
so you stuck with it?
I did. I stuck with it. It was the best decision I ever made to stick with it.
And then you got a job pretty quickly right out of school, right?
I graduated on December 11th, and I was hired by Paragon on January 27th. At Paragon, I walked in and immediately felt like, hey, we're going to add you to the team, and you will be a part of the team. If you have any type of a competitive bone in your body, that also heightens the appeal for it because it's between you and the machine. You're trying to make it the best possible part, implant, whatever that you can possibly make. That's a challenge. But when you use all your skills that you have and it comes out, it's such a sense of accomplishment.
For Kaiser Health News, this is Julie Appleby.